This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, March 30th. Well, cattle markets have an impressive run going on here. We've broken into new highs across the feeder cattle complex. For the most part, the live cattle complex as well, except for the front month April, which is really struggling. As you get nearer to delivery month, and cash prices have really been stuck. We were up a couple dollars last week, but boy, they've been challenged to move higher. It's been a real struggle to do that. Even though box beef prices have improved notably, the cash trade is only slightly improving. So we are seeing leverage begin to show up from the feedlots. We're seeing slaughter rates start to back off a little bit. So we appear to be working through those bigger numbers from the backlog from the storms and into those tighter numbers that we expected to see during March and April. Demand, of course, this time of year tends to be very strong as you get into the warmer days of the year and getting outside and the grilling season. And of course, coming out of the pandemic, all kinds of reasons to be optimistic and want to get out and share some meals or whatever. That's typically a strong beef demand type of driver. So the cash markets last week look like they're settling around 116, which is up 2 from the previous week. It's still down 4 from a year ago. Dress trade at 185 is up 4 from the previous week, down 4 from a year ago. Dress weights, 830 pounds, down 4 on the week, but still up 3 from a year ago. Primal ribs at $388, that's up 13 on the week and up 29 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at $231, unchanged on the week and down 6 from a year ago. Year to date, federally inspected slaughter is running 3.5% behind a year ago. Cow slaughter is down 1.1%. Dress weights are up 1.4%, so beef production is only down 2.2%. But it does speak to what appears to be herd liquidation, a smaller herd, although cow slaughter being lower than the previous year, it could be taken one of two ways, again, a smaller herd, or that you're starting to retain. And the inventory report did suggest that beef replacement heifers were increasing. So that would suggest that producers weren't liquidating as aggressively as they started to do here about a year or so ago. Some of that could have been just the cash infusions from the government during the pandemic, that there really wasn't a need financially to liquidate herds. What would drive it is availability of feed, whether it be grass pastures or hay or whatever. And this year, with the very good rains across the southern and central plains, it would suggest that you're going to have, at least to start the season, good grazing conditions. And typically, that suggests that demand for calves is going to be strong throughout April, typically into early May. That's just a normal seasonal pattern anyway, but especially when you have good grazing conditions, the demand for calves is there. Quite often, regardless of what's going on in the live cattle market. Now, we had the big reversals down here about a week and a half ago, which basically just turned out to be a head fake. It sure looked like sell signal to me, especially since you had some pressure the following day confirming the key reversals. But since then, the market has stabilized and come back up, either testing those highs or putting in new highs. And so we'll see where this takes us, but it does suggest that the trend is still up and that it's still fairly robust and well entrenched. For live cattle, same story. You don't have quite as much energy as the feeders do, but you are still pushing higher, and you are back at those highs from about a week and a half ago. And again, some of these deferred months pushing into new highs. So we are in that seasonal time window of when we would see a high carve out for live cattle. And I thought it was a week and a half ago with the big key reversals and the confirmation of those reversals. I thought, well, this must be it, even though I had expected to see those seasonals kind of continue to push higher into the late March, early April window. But here we are, we're back up there and doing that. So it head faked me, that's for sure. But again, the seasonal windows would suggest that we would be looking at a high somewhere in here. And it's just a matter of if you get another sell signal would you take it or not? I don't know. But from a timing perspective, we would be looking for the markets to be stalling out up here. But again, the momentum is up, supplies are relatively tight, and demand is strong. The fundamentals certainly are strong. So we don't want to step in front of this kind of momentum, but we are looking for some sell signals. Other than that, we'll have the stocks and plannings report tomorrow that could create some volatility in the corn market and have some spillover effect in the beef space. But by and large, I think what's driving the market is just simply good consumer demand, very strong exports, and good grazing conditions, improving demand for feeder cattle. So I would look for feeder cattle to stay strong or stabilize here or just continue to grind higher into that early May time window. Since the reversal was taken out, it basically just negates it. And so we're back into our, let's look for early May to be looking for a top in feeder cattle. I would expect to see the top earlier than that in live cattle, most likely in that early April time window, which obviously is just in the next month, or excuse me, the next week or two. So again, don't want to step in front of this momentum, looking for some signals that the market's running out of gas, and I think that will happen in live cattle before it happens in feeder cattle. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.